And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And again, thank you to Bob Berger and Kirsten Thackeray and Tisha Diffie. That was an interesting topic, estate planning, financial planning. And now, however, the second Tuesday of each month, Understanding Autism, starring Kimberly Isaac and Paul Alden. Welcome back again from yesterday.
Thank you.
That's amazing. And Paul, you're still here from Houston.
Still here.
That's unbelievable. Did you have a good evening last night?
It was fine. It's a nice hotel this time. So
really?
Reverend Scottsdale instead of... I usually stay at a Holiday Inn Express, and I have to say they have great breakfasts, but this is a bit nicer hotel.
Oh, good. Any good restaurants that we were talking about?
Well, it was the Village Tavern, I think it was. It was pretty decent. Had a good burger.
Oh, a good burger. Well, that's good. Burgers are always good. Anyway, this is Understanding Autism, and of course, a little introduction first. Paul Alden from Houston, Texas, and Paul is a 28-year-old young man who was diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome at age 23, but you really have a nice heart to help others and spread the autism awareness to as many as you can. That's a real credit to you, Paul. I think that's really... just remarkable to help out and flying all the way from Houston every month to help people.
Well, I owe my parents a lot of thanks for that because they helped get me here, so.
Well, that's very nice. And thanks to Paul's parents. That's what we want to ask, or answer, I should say, or state. And now Kimberly Isaac, same last name. Did I get my name from you or you got it from me? All right, she's thinking about it. Anyway, Kim, of course, has worked and continues to work with people on the autism spectrum for over 14 years. It's hard to believe you're getting up there in years. Not really, but you're only young still. Ages 2 to 45, and that's a real credit to you because you work with teens and adults. And we talked a little bit about that yesterday, which is sort of the forgotten population, perhaps. And it's nice that you do that. And some of the therapeutic models you work with, relationship development intervention, which is RDI, applied behavior analysis, ABA, major differences between those two. We've talked about that actually throughout the months, and I think we'll probably continue to talk about some of the differences. And you have your own consulting business that focuses on learning principles of relationship development intervention and providing a whole full range of RDI programming. So welcome again, both from yesterday, back here in the studio.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Happy to be here. We're excited about our guest today.
Yeah, today we have some guests on the phone calling in from Houston again, and they're a group, Archer Consulting. And one of the big things about either having autism or having someone in your family or life with it is that it's something that can affect a pretty wide swath of your life. It can affect all aspects of it. And so they can help with some of the planning around things that you need to consider. And so we've got some employees from Archer Consulting on the line to talk with us about, you know, who they are and what they do.
And we were fortunate enough to actually spend some time with them last time I was in Houston, and they're just the thing that struck me. Not only are they extremely well-organized and well-thought-out in how they've set up some of their services, but they're extremely caring people. And I think that's extremely important when working with a population that's dealing with a lifelong disability. So I think they are actually on the line. I think we have them.
We are here.
You're here. Good.
We are here. It's Steve, Kim, Melissa, and the rest of us. We're all here.
Steve, Kim, so the whole gang.
The whole gang is here, yeah.
Well, good. I'm so glad all of you are here, actually. You all working together, you have such a wonderful team spirit, and I think you all complement each other in how you present information and help people. So we're really, really, really glad you're all here. And we want to know more about Archer Consulting.
Yeah, we'd love to hear you describe what you do in your own words, just the quick bite to get us started.
So as we all know, special needs planning is incredibly expansive and complex. And at Archer Consulting Group, what we do is design, implement, and manage lifetime care plans for people with special needs, which involves carefully coordinating each person's unique legal, medical, financial, governmental, vocational, and educational requirements. Our approach eliminates much of the frustration that many families encounter when caring for a person with special needs, and it also ensures that their loved ones receive access to the level of services that they deserve for a lifetime.
That is so important. I particularly appreciate the eliminating frustration component. And we spoke about that last time, I think, because so many people thinking about the future can be so scary and overwhelming that sometimes people just aren't ready to or don't want to go there. And that causes frustration. But if you actually think about it, by taking a proactive approach and seeking out systematic, caring help, you could actually be eliminating a lot of stress in order to put yourself in the moment to help your loved one in an even greater way.
Exactly.
So I know we have all of you, there's all of you here. I'm smiling because I'm visualizing. We've had the privilege of meeting you, but our listeners have not. So I'm wondering if each of you could sort of say who you are and what your role is in the company, because you all provide a very unique personality and experience background to what you bring to Archer Consulting. So we want to hear more about each of you individually.
Okay, Kim, this is still Melissa. So each one of our families has a direct contact. My job is basically to oversee and facilitate the communication with our professional team. I basically walk hand in hand with you through the life planning process and place you in the right hands at the right time. I kind of think of myself as a concierge, you know, someone you can go to when you want information or you need to know which way to go.
Okay.
Hi, Kim. It's Kim.
Hi.
How are you?
Excellent. How are you?
Good. As you know, my primary role is the Director of Operations with Archer Consulting. But, you know, even though we all have our individual roles of expertise, we all multitask. And so as a collective, we are all involved with our clients' progression through our process. And on another note, everyone that is all of our associates and all of the members of our consortium have had a personal experience with a family member that has special needs. And so I, like everybody else on the team, have a family member, and so that's what makes us slightly different. It's not just commerce. It's a mission.
Right. You all have a personal investment in the cause.
Without a doubt.
Which I think makes a huge difference in actually any professional. I've noticed, actually, being a professional in the field, that people who do have a direct emotional tie to a person with a disability, they definitely provide a different sort of mindset and level of understanding than professionals who don't have that same emotional attachment.
I agree. I think that's right. Kim, this is Jeannie, and my role is very similar to Melissa's as a client liaison, and as she called herself a concierge, we sometimes use the word quarterback, that we take each family as they come in, and the client liaison gets them through the system to the right specialist at the right time, and we're their point of reference and contact each time they call and come in, that we maintain their records, and we are the ones that will get to the expert and get back with them on the information they're seeking at that point.
And I remember, Jeannie, too, you also have a special education background.
I do.
I think that's a really unique asset to families, actually, because you probably are able to add some perspective in when it comes to the long-term planning and quality of life issues that come up. I'm sure
right,
you have a lot
really
to offer.
It's really been a big benefit to me in this new role that I've been playing later in my life.
That's great.
Kim, hey, this is Alan Jaster. How are you?
Hi, Alan.
Hi, Alan.
Just wanted to give you a little bit about my role. As part of Archer Consulting, we kind of have an internal as well as an external consortium, and I'm one of the internal consortium. So my role is to participate in the financial planning aspects of the special needs event, and I work typically hand in hand with Steve and Mike, who you'll meet in just a second, to make sure that the solutions, the investment solutions, don't collide with the insurance or the trust solutions, and that everything is part of a financially coordinated event. As you know, that a lot of the special needs solutions require a financial aspect, and that's where I play into the consortium.
Okay, great. I know, Alan, actually, Paul and I, we remember sort of passing by you. I don't think we actually got to formally meet you. So we're looking forward to seeing you hopefully next time we're in Houston.
Looking forward to it as well.
Hi, Kim. This is Mike. I play a dual role, as a lot of us do here, as a client liaison and helping people get introduced to us and understand what we do, and gathering up their information as they start the process here. I also work with people getting the benefits that is so important to a long-term plan. So we will assist people in hopefully getting the benefits and getting down that road smoothly, but we also work with a lot of clients that for one reason or another have gotten had difficulties with their benefits, and you know, with all the rules and regulations, it's not too difficult. And so, you know, we also work with folks that have gotten into trouble and help them get back on their benefits and straighten things out for them. So
great. And I know when we met with you guys, you were familiar with benefits from state to state, because even though you're based in Houston, you work with people all over the country.
We do. And a lot of what we do, of course, is federal benefits, which kind of cuts across all states. But we do have clients in, I don't know how many states we have clients in, 37 states, I
wow.
think, as of last count.
Okay. That's great.
Hey, Kimberly and Paul. Steve, how are
Steve,
you?
Steve, the honey. The honeydew. You're the honeydew list guy.
I'm the honeydew. What they don't do, I do.
Steve is the hub of the joint here.
My job is, to use an analogy, I'm the architect, if you will. I love to put together puzzle pieces. And many of the families that come in to see us are big puzzles that need a little guidance and a little help to get pushed into the correct shape. And that's something I've enjoyed doing for a long time, and very fortunate to be able to work with these very fine people.
Yes, and we're so impressed by the diversity of your team and all the different the roles that you play, and we're interested in knowing, why is life long-term planning so important?
Well, we were listening to your commercial during the break, and I think the gentleman said plan to fail or fail to plan. That's kind of a good segue. You know, this area of dealing with families and individuals with unique special needs has a lot of emotional baggage that comes with it. And parents' biggest fear is outliving their child and not being able to provide that very unique service that they do on a daily basis. So a lot of what we do and how we do it is crafted around helping them overcome that psychological barrier of understanding that there probably will be a significant number of years where they will not be there to do the things they do on a daily basis, provide that support, physical, financial, emotional, spiritual, that's needed to help their child, spouse, sibling, whatever it is, to be the most that they can be.
I think it's really wonderful that you've included so much more than just the financial aspect, because I think working myself, I work with primarily teens and adults, specifically in the autism-related area, But a lot of times the high level of anxiety comes with that financial aspect. But really, when you think of quality of life and what you want for your child of any age, it really does include the things that you mentioned, the physical, the emotional, the spiritual. And I love that Archer Consulting considers those things and helps families to think about how to plan the best they can for those quality of life things for their loved ones when they are no longer around.
Well, we call the special needs planning somewhat of a maze. There are so many components, and they're just, you know, if you drive down the road, you just don't see any billboards that says, you know, call here if you need some assistance on benefits, or here we have some help on housing for you if you have this type of label. A lot of the things that these families need are not self-evident. It's not because they're not doing all they can do. Reality is that many of these families are spending tremendous amount of time on a daily basis just caring for their special needs loved one. On top of that, if they have other children, trying to balance the scales so that they can have some life with their atypical kids. And so they're spending 85-90% of their day in the vortex, and it gives them very little time for management, no time for vision.
Hmm.
So for about 30 years, what this organization has morphed into is a group that tries to be that management piece, be that visionary piece, but also to support these folks in their day-to-day needs as they advocate for their kiddos.
Now, many people out there have already taken some attempt at planning. They may have put some money aside or you know, looked for services to someone to hire to take care of their child or otherwise think they may have a good grip on planning. Why is it so important to have a comprehensive look at it where you've got people coming in from all sides? What can you offer above and beyond the efforts that someone might think for themselves are adequate?
Good question, Paul. You know, we have a model that has basically six portals or boxes or issues that need to be addressed. Whether it's the financial benefits, the long-term planning, adult navigation, the legal, the financial dynamics, as Alan was talking about, as they kind of wander through the maze, if they're reaching out and touching people that don't have any experience in this area, what they're going to end up with is a just kind of an uncoordinated plan. What we have done and successfully have done, I think, is to create a circular dynamic that captures all of those pieces, but does it in a way that makes sure that the plan is a good roadmap, and one that you know, they can count on, and as change is necessary, as it quite often is, they have some basis from which to work from. And you know, we tell people and parents, siblings, that these plans are dynamic. You have to nurture them just like you nurture your child. We do a lot of seminars and go to a lot of resource fairs, and one of the funnier things that I've seen is we have a little table sign, and somebody will walk by and they'll look at it and it'll say special needs estate planning or whichever sign we have, and they kind of look at it, digest it, and then you could read their lips. They say, well, we've done that. And I used to let those people go. And I decided that wasn't the right thing. And I'd say, when did you do it? And they said, well, we did it a few years ago. I said, well, how old was your kid? They were 4, 5. Well, how old are they today? They're 15. Was that the same kid? And I say, well, no, lots of things have changed. But that's, you know, that kind of indicates that they're not keeping their plan sharp. They did a plan. It was an event. They felt good about it. They tucked it away, forgot about it, and it's our job to kind of bring it back up and help them reassess, modify, strengthen, bring that plan up to date.
I think that's really important because as anybody, all human beings are continuously learning and growing and developing, and whatever abilities a person has at a time that this kind of planning is put in place, there's going to be so much growth that it would be extremely important to reevaluate continuously what supports would be needed. Because the idea would be obviously with quality of life being the goal, the highest level of independence. And if supports were put in place so long ago when the person was in a different position, that wouldn't really be doing them a service if you haven't followed through on it and made modifications as necessary.
Right.
Even saying that, like Steve said, if they walk by and they see his poster and they look and they say, we've done that, the individual things that they may have done, they may have taken care of pieces, but they didn't put together a plan. So what they have may still not be what they need.
Yes, and I see this a lot, too, and I'm so glad we're having this conversation because I have many clients that have taken, that I know have done pieces of this pie, whether it's apply for guardianship of their child as they needed to, or just financial planning. But like you're saying, these are just pieces of the overall picture.
You know, special needs financial planning is a case study in unintended consequences. You know, inevitably, a well-thought-out plan on one hand, and in fact, almost 99% of the time, undoes something on the other side of the plan. And if great care and understanding doesn't go into the plan, as well as, you know, allow for dynamic and flexible outcomes, then you know what you end up with is a great plan that collides on itself at some point in time out in space. And unfortunately, what's done many times cannot be undone. We'll never get that time back, and some of the rules and technical aspects don't allow us to go back in time. In other words, once you pass some thresholds, there's no going back. You can't turn 18. You only turn 18 one time, and we got to get those important time places along the planning schedule just right the first time.
Right. So I'm wondering.
Also, I just wanted to add, a lot of times, you know, we work with crisis management, and so a lot of times when we are meeting families for the first time, it's after they've put a lot of thought and time and consideration into the medical and into the educational, but not into the financial and not into the legal. And so that typically is when they come to us. It's never too early. It's something that, you know, we're more than just advocates for our children. You know, we have a responsibility to put a plan into place that is going to continue with them for the rest of their lives.
A good example of that is when a family will set up a college fund for their children at birth, and grandparents may contribute to it, and then as time goes on, they discover that this child is not going to be college bound, and that this money in that child's name is going to count against them when they turn 18 and apply for benefits. So it, when we talk about different pieces of the plan being coordinated, it's so important that they get to us before a certain age so that we can walk them through how, so they can legally spend down that money and then still apply for benefits and be eligible.
That makes a lot of sense, actually. And I know just in a few minutes we're going to be going to a commercial. And when we come back, I think we're going to be talking about the emotional impact of planning. Like you said, there's a lot of psychological barriers that your company faces and wants to support people in when they come to you for consulting. And we're going to talk about that when we come back.
What if Your house is on fire. You call 911. The firemen don't know what to do. The truck's got a flat tire. The water hose has a leak. They can't decide what to wear. And everybody wants to drive the truck. This never happens because they have a process. They follow it. They're on the same page. I'll help you put your fires out with a business process. I'm Barbara Haggerty, helping you mind your own business. 602-750-4518. Increase the bottom line now. Even a two-person business needs a process, and I specialize in small business. 602-750-4518.
What does your landscaping say about you?
I'm friendly to our planet.
I xeriscape.
I'm water smart.
I harvest rainwater for my landscape and garden.
I'm a free thinker.
My landscape is filled with flowers year-round.
I'm energy conscious.
I water wisely.
Clemente Design Landscape represents your vision with an understanding of what a well-designed and cost-effective landscape can do for you. Call us for a free one-hour consultation and evaluation at 602-540-3773. That's 602-540-3773. Or visit the website ClementeDesignIsGreen.com.
Back.
We have Archer Consulting on the line for those of you just joining us. We're going to be taking calls later in the program. We're KXXT 1010 AM. The number here is 602-296-3632. And we're coming back. Archer Consulting helps with life planning for people who have someone in their family with special needs or are someone with special needs. And we were going to go on to the emotional impact but and how it helps to have someone who can help you advise you in these sort of things. But I wanted to bring up one thing before we got to that question for Archer. When we were there, they showed us this great graphic where it shows, you know, the sort of things that a normal life planning might take into consideration and all the additional things that you might need to consider if you have someone with special needs that is involved with this. And I just like to ask them to sort of comment on, you know, what those sorts of things are that people tend to overlook, you know, where the pitfalls are most likely to be in this sort of situation.
Yeah, that's our what we call our blue-green sheet, Paul. We use it to help families kind of identify what a standard planning model would be for just about anybody that would be listening to us, built on a legal cornerstone. We've all heard from a young age that we need wills, we need health care proxies. On the financial side, we know that we need to have insurance on our auto, home, medical, life, things like that. We need to build cash reserves for emergencies, budgeting. Then you get up into the areas of ownership, home ownership, college planning, retirement. Those are all standard or atypical planning issues. The special needs family, they need all of that. They have the same cornerstones. They just need a few more pieces added in. On the legal side, guardianship of an adult with special needs is a major issue. If they wish to qualify for certain federal benefits, the special needs trust is important. Alan talked about and Jeannie talked about asset ownership, things like that, beneficiary designations on your life insurance, they need to be pointing in the right direction. Quite often people forget all about them. Then on the benefits side, there are federal benefits, as Mike talked about, that provide basically cash flow and medical insurance, and there are state benefits that provide programs. And it's the mixture of those that offer the family the greatest amount of flexibility in advocating. Those all require very specialized type of legal practitioners, planning practitioners. Then when you get up to the top of the specific issues, families need to be concerned about the care of their loved one beyond their lifetimes. And that obviously leads in eventually to that emotional issue you're going to get to. We're very direct about that issue. We remind everybody mortality is still running 100%. And, you know, it's not if something's going to happen, it's when. So if you come in here and you say, you know, our kid is three, we have a lot of time, we're going to tell you that that's not a given. And so we're, even though we're being paid by these wonderful people who make remarkable sacrifices on a daily basis, it's not our job to be a rubber stamp. We challenge assumptions. We force them, if you will, to address certain issues that may be painful emotionally to think about. But if they don't come in with an open mind and willing to address these issues, then probably somewhere down the road, somebody related to them is going to be coming in through our crisis management portal.
But the feeling of relief once you've got all this stuff settled has to be tremendous. So
it is.
You know,
I think we have a lot of people that that leave with a feeling of great relief. But we also caution them that again, these plans are dynamic. They can't get in the car without the seatbelt anymore just because they've got the initial plan done, because really at that point they're just at the end of the beginning. They've got to keep the plan sharp. They've got to make sure that they're monitoring all the different components. They need to communicate with us. And the more they do that, you know, the greater the relationship. This is a very high-touch type of practice. We are constantly dealing with individuals sometimes on a weekly basis on very difficult issues. Number two office supply purchase after copying paper is Kleenex. So you know, it's a very enjoyable field to be in, to work with, because you meet remarkable people who really do remarkable work, and your parents are among them.
Thank you. So this sort of planning, it has to seem very intimidating to a lot of the people who are looking at it for the first time. I mean, this is big things. It's the rest of my life. I have to plan for my death and what my child's going to do, or how to keep insurance paid for them, or other fundamental, large, life-altering issues. There's a lot of intimidation there. You know, do you have some way to commonly deal with helping people to get acclimatized to the idea of thinking about this large-scale, you know, whole life concept?
Well, I also remember too, I want to add to what Paul's saying is, Steve, you gave a really amazing example, and I hope I'm not getting the details of it wrong, but I think it was a family member of yours who was terminally ill, and you were telling us a story about that, and that was a really powerful story for me. It really sort of hit the point for me, and I'm wondering if you could also share that into your answer.
Well, actually, we have a number of those, and again, it goes back to the key issue of knowing that they are the best thing in their child's life. There is no one as invested as the parent, and we caution folks to not delay planning because that they're looking for the perfect replacement. There is no perfect replacement. They are the A team. They're looking for the B team. but they got to get the best B team. And, you know, that that brings up all sorts of different issues. There are some folks that come to us and say, we just don't have anybody. There, we don't have family, or we have family that we wouldn't trust. And we have the other side where we have so many people. They can't quite find places for all of them. But, you know, it's pretty much across the spectrum. But for those who come to us, as you said, the story on the terminally ill person, you know, that's kind of an extreme type of case where you're meeting somebody who knows that within a very short time, in that case, 3 days, they would be gone, and with a 52-year-old who had spent maybe 8 months out of the house in 52 years, it was quite emotional and challenging.
Another example we had was a family that I think had probably been to hear Steve speak at these different seminars through the years, probably about 5-6 different times. And we had seen them most recently. The parents were 72 and 73. And every time they would come, they would tear up just at the thought of their 45-year-old Down syndrome son not being with them forever. And we again gave our information and encouraged them to come in. We didn't hear from them for about 3 or 4 months when we got a phone call one day that the mom's brother had died and made the son the beneficiary of a life insurance policy. Hmm. And that life insurance policy was going to knock him off of his benefits because you cannot have more than $2,000 in your name if you're on Social Security benefits. So that's an example of them coming in through a crisis portal, as we say, because what finally got them there was a crisis. And the crisis was actually a good crisis. It was money being left in his name. But the crisis part was how did we get that out of his name by setting up a special needs trust to put it into so it did not count against his son.
Right. I think that's so important. These are the kinds of things that I think people, I mean, because they are caretaking and invested emotionally, as we're talking about, in their kids, this is not something that people usually carve time out of their day to think about. And back to the emotional impact of this sort of thing, it's very painful to think about. And I remember when we met, we talked about the idea, too, of the preconceptions in someone's mind about planning for the future often associated with the negative instead of the positive. And I think it's really important to remember that planning for the future is not a surrender. It's not accepting that your child or loved one is never going to get better. It's being proactive, and it's transferring your attentional resources in a proactive way so that you can spend your full being in the moment with your loved one in the moment and not have those things hanging over your head.
Right. Well, we certainly agree with that. Hope you didn't hear us whispering here. We were trying to come up with a pithy comment, but you know, when we talk to families, you get all sorts of comments about why they're postponing planning. And you know, I had one fellow that used to say, "Well, you know, you're working your way up my list." And I say, "Well, you know, where am I on the list?" He says, "Yeah, you're on the first page. You know, maybe four." I said, "You know, we're talking about your, you know, 30 some odd year old kiddo that requires immense amount of care. Are you going to tell me that cleaning the gutters is somewhere, you know, ahead of coming in here and taking care of business?" And, you know, just sometimes you really, you know, need to get on them and keep after them, because psychologically, they really do wish to push it away, make it go away, but it's just not going to do that.
Kim, the question that you asked a while ago with regard to how do we get clients to overcome the massive, daunting experience that they know that they have to face, and really what we do is, you know, to use the old cliche, we help them eat that big elephant one little old bite at a time. You know, we're very process-oriented. Once we do our initial assessment and analysis, you know, the actions and sequence and timing become very, very clear after that, and then it's just a matter of, you know, just systematically going through step by step and knocking out the issues one at a time, and pretty soon you look back and you're well down the planning road, and you're so much better off than you ever were before, and then it just becomes a lot less of a steep hill. It's more of a slow incline that we just one step at a time, and the wonderful thing is you've got a client liaison that's there with you every single step of the way to make sure that your footfalls are exactly where they need to be.
That actually sounds very comforting to have someone step by step.
You know, one of the neatest things I think in the process is, you know, a family will come in and they'll say, oh, we need a special needs trust, or right. You know, they have some purpose that they know they've been told they need to do when they come in, and we talk through all these other areas of planning that need to be done, and you know, a lot of them they haven't thought of. You know, they didn't know what they didn't know, and to watch that burden lift off their shoulders and to you know, have them take a big sigh of relief and go, oh man, this is something that we, you know, have been putting off, but we can see now that we have the ability here through you guys to get everything done and in place. It's pretty neat to watch.
Well, we were impressed when we visited you with your overview of the process and everything, and just the idea of having someone always there to help you along the way, someone that you know, this is who I'm supposed to call when I run into issues like that. And I think we've got a commercial break coming up, but we'll be back shortly with Archer Consulting.
Hynton & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues, corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynton & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Is it important for you to develop a financial plan without the potential conflict associated with commission sales? As a fee-only financial planner, I am paid by you and only you, my client. I'm not compensated in any way by the recommendations I provide. Have you heard the phrase, people do not plan to fail, they fail to plan? My experience has shown that this is too often true when considering one's financial future. If you're ready to take action, call me, Bob Berger, Certified Financial Planner and Certified Divorce Financial Analyst, directly at 602-235-0336. We'll discuss your financial situation and review some small or perhaps large changes that will help you obtain the financial future you desire. Don't let the lack of a plan affect your family's financial future. Call me, Bob Berger, at 602-235-0336 for a free consultation. Again, Bob Berger, Certified Financial Planner, 602-235-0336.
And we're back. Welcome back to Understanding Autism. We are so thankful to have Archer Consulting here with us as our guests all the way from Houston, Texas. And we wanted to, we have a couple more questions.
Well, I mean, we have Archer Consulting with Houston, but if I remember right, when we talked with you, you aren't just based in Houston. And so tell us a little more about your company. And if I remember right, Steve, you're one of the principals. You sort of founded it. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got this whole ball rolling.
And he's the honey.
He's the honeydew. Well, I got into special needs by being a volunteer in respite on weekends at a place that used to have 50 or 60 kids once a month on a Saturday. And the fellow that ran that asked if he could get some assistance developing what he called lifetime care planning. He was seeing parents of his kiddos, and he had about 300. This is back in the late 70s, early 80s in his programs. He was seeing them pass on and the kids becoming wards of the state or floundering in all sorts of ways. And I told him I thought I could go out and find some books and get back to him on it, and found out there really weren't any. And was fortunate to have several people in my industry, the estate planning industry, that had children with disabilities. So I called them up, asked them what they did, and they said, well, they really didn't know either. So we kind of formed a little study group, and that grew. And after a while, we found out that we were probably the experts. We're enjoying the work and the people we were working with a whole lot more than the old work we did, and just decided to make a jump and just do this. And it's market driven in the sense that the services we provide are constantly changing as the market changes, the baby boomers, things like that. So we're having to look down the road and see what types of things people are going to need. When I started to do this work, mortality age on, say, Down syndrome was in its high 30s. Not unusual to do plans for individuals with Down syndrome in their late 50s, 60s. I've even seen 70. On top of that, you have the obviously, the explosion of diagnoses in the spectrum, which you've dedicated your life to, and that changes the model that we have to use. And each disability really is unique, as each child is unique, regardless of label. And so the spectrum planning is much different than it would be for those with intellectual disabilities or cognitive or physical or any of them. So it's very fascinating. Every day is unique. Every situation different. Keeps you on your toes.
Well, what you guys do is pretty incredible. You know, someone who's just found themselves in this situation, who's feeling overwhelmed, what would you give as just one key piece of advice to maybe get someone started or pull them out of that and get them moving?
Well, in my mind, I would say that to find a good local parent support group is probably the first step I would take if I just get a slam diagnosis. A lot of the hospitals now, we support the effort by working with caseworkers in the different hospitals, helping them be better advocates. They're really the first line. If you have a child and you find out that your child has Down syndrome or your child has a chromosomal or issue, quite often they can, at the hospital level, have them hooked up before they're out into the world, so that that family knows they're not alone. The support groups, certainly in Houston and Texas for that matter, we have some wonderful support groups, and they do a lot of great work helping the families to stabilize their own emotions, to begin the process of gaining balance so that they can kind of get reorganized, reoriented, and start working toward the positive side of the issue.
That's wonderful. I mean, this advice is so helpful, and I really appreciate that your group is available to more than just people who are in Texas. So I'm wondering, too, can you give out some contact information on how people, wherever they're listening right now, can get in touch with your group for further guidance?
Well, the first thing that we would like them to go to is the website. It's archerconsulting.com. That way they can read a little bit more about what we do. And also they can, if they want to phone us, they can reach us at 713-572-1717.
Okay, great. And we're going to post this on our Understanding Autism Radio Show Facebook page, where actually we post a lot of our resources from our shows. So I like that you have your website, archerconsulting.com, and people can also get information about today's show and yesterday's show on facebook.com/Understanding Autism Radio Show. And we are so thankful to have you all here. Thank you so much, Melissa, Kim, Jeannie, Alan, Steve, Mike, and I know there's someone missing, a very friendly lady who welcomed us at the front desk.
She's here. Karen.
Okay, I knew there was someone else who we got offered water and we were practically just welcomed. I feel like you guys are like this loving Italian family. I love it.
And we've just got a few minutes left. Was there any last minute thing you'd like to say before we let you guys go?
Look forward to having you back in the office, Paul.
Yeah, well, we'll see you again when we need to see you again.
Well, definitely. We're going to plan it. We'd love to have you back. This was extremely helpful, and I know we're going to be collaborating, and I'm so excited to be able to break some topics down, actually, that we sort of touched on today and have you back in future shows. Absolutely.
Well, we'd love to do it. We'd love to do it.
And we also want to thank all of our listeners for listening today, and just reminders about how to contact Paul and I. You can email us at autismwithexcellence@gmail.com. You can also check out our Facebook page at facebook.com/Understanding Autism Radio Show. And we'd love to hear your feedback, have you write in questions. And we have some discussion threads that we have going right now. We would love to hear your feedback. We want to plan these shows to be as supportive as we can to our listeners. We're here for you. Please feel free to email us anytime.
Yes, I mean, our goal here is to help spread awareness and understanding specifically so that people who have someone in life or people who are just curious about it can better get along. So we'd love to hear from people on the spectrum, people who aren't on the spectrum, people who work with people on the spectrum, anything that you want to bring to us on our Facebook page. And maybe if we see things interesting, we'll bring them back up on the air.
Absolutely. And we also want to thank BreakthroughThinking.com, who creates the space for these very important topics and the space for us to talk about things that are difficult, that people need support on. So we want to thank Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking, for giving us this opportunity to help others.
Well, thank you. I've been just enjoying this conversation.
I think next month our plan is to pick back up on the motivation issue.
Yes.
Moving forward, we also plan to go into the communication issues we've talked about. And
we're also going to have a very special guest. We're going to talk about dogs and autism therapy, and I'm thoroughly excited to have Spencer Mack as our guest next month. We're going to be having him on the Tuesday. So our Monday show is going to be all about motivation. Our Tuesday show is going to be how dogs can support emotional and social growth in people with autism.
And we are planning at some point an upcoming show on autism in the movies and media. And so those of you listening out there, we'd love to hear from you if you've seen a very good presentation of autism in a movie or a book or some other form of media. We'd love to hear your ideas about where it's being shown well, because it would help us greatly to sort of collate information and provide our opinions on it as well. So.
There's probably a misperception about that in the media, I suspect.
Oh, absolutely. There's always the question, is it like this? Is it like that? You know, it's hard to control an image of it. And so what we'd like to do is talk about where it's good, where it's bad, what's been seen.
Well, again, thank you to Archer Consulting Group all the way from Houston. Kim Isaac, thank you. Paul Alden, thank you. This was a fantastic show. They are great people. It's always nice to see a great role model of the world. All of you, Paul, Kim, Archer Group, everyone, great role models. And I can't wait till next month to see and hear and be part of your next show. It sounds fascinating with the dog, you know, pets, dogs. That's going to be interesting, as well as motivation with social referencing. Very, very important. Thank you all for listening in, and we'll see everyone tomorrow on The Sports Show. Have a great night.